Okay, we're holding on Sadi Beis and Aleph. The more we're dealing with the person who's stealing a keys from Shabbos. And whether we say that they have Agad Kli, Shmei Agad, and therefore the Isser Geneva should precede the Isser Shabbos. If you have Agad Kli, Shmei Agad, so the Geneva, each coin as it comes out already, it's going to be but the Chi of Shabbos won't be until he takes the whole thing out. Some more says he took it out backwards. So you won't get to be able to count the coins. They're not accessible until they get them all the way out. And the Chi of Shabbos and the Chi of Geneva happen simultaneously. More says, but still you have the place where it's sewn together, and you can take it out that way. Some more says, this is more gives an answer with someone about Nasko. So the whole thing is going to come out. So the whole thing comes out. At that point in time, already the Chiyuv Shabbos is there also. Because that's what we're holding. We keep in the Ikar Shnotzin. Somewhere it says, we keep in the Ikar Shnotzin, since there are the straps which tie it on top, so those you have a situation where you're going to, so mapikle ad pume vishori vishoko, you can take out, even if you're taking out backwards, you get to the point where the if you drag a bag backwards and it has straps, the straps are going to usually be on the other side of it. So if you're pulling out backwards, you can get to the point where the whole bag is outside. So you can open up the bag and get the naska out. But shnotzim agidi migavoy. But the shnotzim are still inside because the straps would be left be behind it. If you're pulling it out backwards, so they'll be in the front of it, which is still inside. And so it's still considered agakli in regards to that. So Mor says, like a shnotzim, there was no shnotzim. The case will be there was no shnotzim. If Hanami had there been shnotzim, it would be considered a mu'uger is not chayav Shabbos yet. Boy say mo, the islay umakarchi yeluye. There was shnotzim, but he wrapped them around it instead of supposed to be like you picture when you pull it out. So they're going to get be left behind. He had wrapped them around the bag when he pulled it out. So they came out with the bag. Okay, Bechinam Harovo, same of course we have between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah. Whether you say Agar Chishmei Agar or not, we have Rabbi Amar Loishano El Bekuba Malaya Kishun Medilu'at of Malaya Charo Lischayev, because Almak Sabra Agar Kli Loishmei Agar. Rava holds Loshmei Agad, so we look at each piece separate. So the Chardal, as it comes out, is going to be Chayiv. Even so, the case of Mishnah says that your potter was that there was such items as Kishuan and Deluin, which were long things, so they were partially inside still. Abaya Omer Afila Malaya Chardal, potter, because Almas Sabra Agad Kli Shmei Agad. So Avaya holds Agad Kli Shmei Agad, and therefore, even though the chardal is totally outside, but it's in a container which is partially inside, so he's going to be potter. The Mor says the next thing that happened was, I'm assuming that they discussed it, and eventually what happened was, Kom Avaya B'shitzei the Rava. So Avaya switched over to Rava's position, and Kom Rava B'shitzei the Avaya. So Avaya convinced Rava, and Rava convinced the Avaya, they switched around positions. So now, at this point in time, so Abaya holds Agakli is Loi Shmei Agad, and Rabba holds Agakli Shmei Agad. I can't tell you it happens to open, though. The Mor says, Barami the Baya Ada Baya, Barami the Rabba Ada Rabba. I'm going to ask you a stira in the Baya and a stira in Rabba, and the Mor says, and we know that this, and Tosis points out, we know that this case we're going to be asking from was after they'd switched positions. Now, this conversation took place after that other thing had happened. So what's the stira? Ditmar, how much is Paris or Shusar Rabbim? A person takes Paris out to Shusar Rabbim. And by Armor Biyad is Chayiv. A person takes it out Biyad. So as soon as they go out, even though he's still inside, he's going to be Chayiv. The person's carrying in his hand, and the item goes out before he does. So he's going to be Chayiv. But Kli, so he's going to be Potter, because Agad Kli is Shmei Agad. Well, right now we have a buyer holding Agad Kli is Lo Shmei Agad. Rav Amar Biyad Potter, Kli Chayiv. Rava says that Biyad is Potter because we had an idea way back in Daf Gimel that even though the item is outside, so he's walking with the item in his hand. So if the item is going out before him. So it's outside already, he's still inside. So Rava said that the idea of Agad Guf is the Agad Yad is Shmei Agad, and you can't consider that it's put down outside when it's on the hand, which is connected to the body, which is inside. So he argues on a buy on that point. But Rabbi says, B'kli is Chayiv, because he holds Agad Kli, is Lo Shmei Agad. And right now, we just said Rabbi holds Agad Kli Shmei Agad. So the verse says, April. You're going to have to switch around the second Machloikas to make it fit with the final version of a buy and Rabbi. Fedamar Kasha. Yad Chayiv, Otanan, Posha Balabayas, is Yadu Luchutz. So we see when the Balabai sticks his hand outside with the item in it, he's not chayiv. So how can you tell me over here, if he's putting his hand out, according to now to be Rava, that he'd be chayiv? He didn't put it down. The Mishnah says that's not called putting it down. Because it would be, why is the Balabai's potter? If the person puts his hand below three tefachim off the ground, we consider it as if it's on the ground. It's in his hand, but it's connected back to the other rishus. So that's the argument that why biyad is potter. But it has a dima hanocha because it's close to the ground. But if it's above that, so then it's not considered a hanocha at all, so you can't be chayiv where there's no hanocha. Yeah, let's see Rashi. There is, as soon as you're oiker, the more says we had enough chesam bay, is the case where you're being gar or something, since you're oiker totally from the spot which you've been in, that's considered an akira. But we're not back to the cure, but the fact that you picked it up, if it's Lamata Megimel. The person picks it up off the ground, Lamata Megimel. It's not a cure from the fact that he picked it up, but he moves it forward, it's an akira, it's left its mokum. No, it applies to picking it up also. Normally, picking it up would be considered an akira, but he didn't pick it up above Gimel, so it's not like picking up is not the problem. When you move it forward, it left its place. Let's see Rashi. Pachinan Kimanika Shnotzen, Ritsua Shakaran Ish Tildutz. So, there's these straps, so Mapalei Adpumei Vishokam, but Kiman the Motz of the Mishkalinu is Kani. Once he can get it out, he's Kani. In Shabbos, Lamechayiv ad the mapik lahu l'shnotzin, but the chiyav Shabbos doesn't come until the straps leave the rishus yachid. Also, the yodahu ogad rishus yachid, because he's still considered connected to rishus yachid. Shrei lo yod, so they didn't go out yet. Mor says mekarkei luyei shen yochel l'tziyoi v'lo l'shnotzin. They were wrapped around it, so it was impossible in that case to take out the kiss without taking out the shnotzin also. Come by Bible says the Rabbah Shem Chosu b'Divrayim Hichlifim. They switched positions. Yad Chayim Mishiyotzu Aperis Vavu Pisha Gufay Brishus Ayochid. L'Amin An Agad Gufay Ishmei Agad. The fact that it's outside, even though it's in his hand, which is connected inside, but it's outside. That's what the first in the Itmar before the Mor is Mahapik the Itmar. So that's a Bayah. But Rekli Potter calls man sheyesh miksasah hakli mixes a kli b'vesoy. But it's in the kli, and the kli is partially inside. He's Potter. Rabba said v'yad Potter. The agad gufa shmei agad. The other basa gufa greira. So we had before in the first paragraph the deal with, since it's on the hand which is attached to the body, and the body's inside, you can't give it a status that it's been put down outside because it's on the hand which is connected back to inside. B'kli chayiv, b'kasha tabayu l'mashik li, but she tells him, once you have a bayi and rabbi switching their versions, what they over here, so how does that other argument fit? So Morris says, you have to switch that one also. So Mor says, "How can you have bichayiv?" The Mishnah says, "You're potter." Mor says, "Hasan l'malam gimel b'taima mishum deloy noch lo mishum agad gufa." The problem is because it isn't according to this pshat. If you'll beyond chayiv, so the agad gufa is back to Rishus Yonkel doesn't potter you, but it has to be, but it has to sit. Achol matam gimel the lack of miftarei mishum hanocha the kemunach dami. You can't say there's lacking a hanocha because it's on the ground. It's considered munach now the matam gimel. Okay, so the Mishnah, a person carries something out with a right hand or a left hand. The person carries it out on their body. On their shoulders, it's chayiv. Shekein masa b'nei kohos, that masa b'nei kohos, they carry it on their shoulder. So mamash, the whole store is out, that case is going to be chayiv. Kalacha yoda in the back of his hands, baragla in his foot, bepib in his mouth, bemarpeko in his elbow, beosnoi his ear, besar his hair, bepudosoi upia lamata his money belt, which has it had an opening, but the opening was facing down, so that's not normal. Bein pudosoi the chaluka, he put it stuck in between his belt and his garment. Sas chaluka in the hem of the garment, bemenolo yeshu besandolo. The sandal potter shlohetzik derech hamitzi. Rashi came out because Bakosef you saw they carried on their shoulders.
Bimina.
What?
Because it was heavy.
Okay.
So if you had something light, why is it proved it's normal, or is it just? Because it's Doma Lamishkan. Is it because it's Doma Lamishkan, or is it because you're saying this is, you know, Derech HaKadosh?
Pasha is saying it's because Doma Lamishkan. Mimino Smel V'chek is Arach Ara. Those are normal places to carry things. Now, I'm not sure Chek exactly how Chek works. You know, Chek is a great place to hold something when you're sitting down. It doesn't mean it was in your hand, so then could you chayv because it's in your hand. So exactly where is it sitting on your body? It means it's attached to your body. I don't know exactly the case over here. Chayk. So you say in your bosom, okay? But what is it? It doesn't stay here, unless you know it's silly putty. B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Mitzasi Sha'omer B'shem Rav Hai Shemafurish B'Hashas Yerushalmi. So from one of the Rebbeim, he said over the name of Rav Hai Goin. They said pshat the shekain masa benikahos. Does it mean they had a gears of shekain masa? This is how it was in the Mishkan. They all were found in the Mishkan as such. How is that? Because Yishami says the pkudas alos ben Aaron and Kohen shemen hamor v'ktav shasamim u'minchas atamid and shemen hamishka. Says the pasuk in the end of the Midbar. So he was in charge when they traveled of these items. So the Yishami says that Shemen Echad B'yamin, Shemen Echad B'smol. So he had the Shemen Hamor and the Shemen Hamishka. He carried one in his right hand and one in his left hand. V'akataris B'cheikoi. He gets it put around his neck, I guess. V'achabitim B'kosev. And he put the chabitim on the shoulder. So so all of these were found in the Mishkan, in the traveling of the Mishkan. Right hand, left hand, cheik and kosev. Arpeka was Ashila Belaz. Pundoso is Azer Cholol. It was a type of a belt which was had an opening inside, and it was hollow, and you could put something inside. Pilamata, and it was facing down. Ain't derech chutzobikach, you wouldn't carry it like that no, because it'll fall out. A pilamata derech chutzob, if it's facing up, that's considered derech chutzob, and of course it's chay. Saskalukoi is safa hataftan, is the bottom hem. Okay. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar, I think. Rebbe Yamasi, Rebbe Yasuras, Tvachim and Tzchayev. A person carries an item above 10 Tvachim. So normally above 10 Tvachim is not Rosh Hashanah. So the person would be the Charish and Api Chayev, but Shekain Masa B'nei Kahos, they carried on their shoulders, and their shoulders were above 10 Tvachim. Rashi says, the cheshem here wasn't the shoulders were above 10 tefachim, but it means that the orin which they were carrying was above 10 tefachim, because it hung down, you know, so much, and even after it hung down, it was above 10 tefachim. They were tall enough that it was above 10 tefachim. So you see, even though the item is traveling above 10 tefachim, which Rosh Hashanah does not extend above 10 tefachim, that's considered a ma'aser of hutzah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because we look at the item as on the person, and the person. Feet are in the Rishon Sarab. The Gemara says, "Masa Mekahos Minola." And how do you buy Masa Mekahos that they were above 10 Tvachim? Dichsiv, Ashalabishkod, Halbizbech Saviv, Shamakash Mizbech Lemishkan. My Mishkan is Yeramis. Af mizbeach is yoramis. Okay, so this brisa starts off with that there's a hekesh between mizbeach and mishkan. We know the mishkan was the mishkan was 10 amos tall, so the mizbeach, this madamer holds the mizbeach was 10 amos tall. The mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu made was 10 amos tall. And mishkan gufei menol, and how do we know mishkan was 10 amos tall? To see eser amos erech karish. So the crushing room made standing up and down, and the carriage was 10 amas long. So when it stand up, it'd be 10 amas tall. We see Rabbi Yefres says, "Oyel al mishkan, b'marav Moshe Rabbeinu pirshay," that he spread it out over the mishkan. So mikana talamid gavon shalaviyim eser amas. So the assumption over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu was not extraordinary in his height. And the Morris says, normally to be able to spread something like that, that type of weight, that type of height, you have to be at least that height to be able to do it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall, which means the Levim were 10 amas tall. The Gemira, we have a Masara. The Chaltuna, any type of burden, the Midli, Bimotis, which is carried, being carried on the staves, Tilsa Mila'el, we trade Tilsi Mila'tachas. You would put one third above the staves and two thirds below. You put it on this. If you want to put the body of Orin in a good place to carry them, the best place to carry them is two thirds of the way up. Ishtachas Habi Midli Tuvas. It comes out that the Orin was quite above 10 Tvachim. If they were 10 Amas tall, which is 60 Tvachim, so even if you drop it down two thirds of its height down, so it's still way above 10 Tvachim. What? Yeah. The Zemar Bracha says Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall, and his mata was 10 amas tall, and he was able to jump 10 amas. So he jumped up to the height of 30 amas, and he hit Og in the ankle. Right, so Rashi says, "Ba'amas Og." Even when he was born, he was extraordinary. You know, proportionally, he was big. In his own amas, he was big. Because I mean, you do the math. I think it's 1/15 of the. If it's 1/15 of the person's normal height, something like that. Whatever it is. Right. Okay. Mi boy seima mi oren. The Gemara says, if you want, we could make the cheshen based on the yard. At the levium, you don't have to say the levium were that tall, and the mizbech was that tall. We don't have to make. But we'll figure out from the Aron itself. Why? Our Aron is Tisha. The Aron was 9 Tefachim, and the Kaparis is Tefach, and the Kaparis is another Tefach. Erekan Yud. So it's the Aron was 10 Tefachim tall. Gemiri, the Kaltuna, the Midli, the Moitus, Tilsim, the El, Trey Tilsim, the Ra. So it means from their shoulders and down, 2/3 of the height of the Aron was below their shoulder level. So, which means 6 Tvachim plus. Ishal Namala Meyud Havikoi. So it was, even if you put them on, let's say a person was, the 6 Amas in, the 6 Amas, 6 Tvachim in an Am. Average person is 3 Amas tall. So his shoulder height is 2.5 amas. So that's 15 amas off. That's 15 tefachim off the ground. You drop down 6 tefachim, or just right around there, and it'll still be above you. The Morse make a cheshbon if they're 3 amas tall, or a little bit above 3 amas tall, which is the average height. So they'll hold something at their shoulder length. They'll still have 6 tefachim down. It'll still be above you. Rashi makes the cheshbon a little bit interesting. Based on the idea of being 7 amas tall. I'm not sure why 7 amas was the number Rashi picks. 4 amas would have been sufficient. Mor says, okay, believe me, Moshe. Why don't you learn from what we had before to see that they were 10 amas tall? The Mor says that was, we Dilma Moshe, Shani, we have proven that Moshe was that tall, but you don't know that everybody else is that height. Maybe Moshe was different. Damar Mar in Shchina, Shara Ela Al Chacham Giber VaUsher Ubal Kaima. So that the Vua would come to somebody who had Chachma, and he also had these other attributes which he would be listened to, and people would respect what he was saying. And the other attributes were he was a Giber, he was an Usher, and he was a Bal Kaima, and he had height to him. There's an advantage to height. Okay, let's see Rashi. The person's carrying it in his hand, not in his kase, but gavoyim in oritz, so it's 10 tefachim above the ground. Kamer, it's still the chayiv. Tibemunach haksefa, it must nisin he. So what's the Rebbe to tell me? He's telling me the Mishnah, he's telling me the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the shoulder is chayiv. But now, the Azark Daladamas Bekosal and Malami Asura Kazark Ba'avar. A person throws it and it lands, it's traveling above 10 and it lands on the wall above 10. So he's Potter. Alma Ein the Malami Asura Rishusa Rabin. So you see that above 10 Tvachim is not Rishusa Rabin. Daf Kazarek, that's if you're throwing it. So it leaves the person's hand and now it's traveling above 10 Tvachim. But if he's actually transporting it, as opposed to throwing it, he's carrying it, so that situation, since it's in his hand, we learn from B'nei Kohos, that's Chai. Shela Mishkon, B'klo Yechotzer Mishtoi, some of the Klo Yechotzer, Saf Mizbeach is Govoy Yod, says the Klo Yechotzer were around the Mishkon and the Mizbeach. So Mizbech was also Gabba Yudamas. Was the suburb of Kloyim Shah Yudamas? But the Kloyim had to be 10 Amas tall also. Rachav, or they'd be wide and you would hang them, they'd be 10 Amas tall. Mani Makami Gimel Amas Kamasuk, the Mizbech was 3 Amas tall. Yiswas Sebeb Ulamala. So Mizbech was 10 Amas tall according to this Tano. But when you hit a point which was 5 tefachim off the ground. No, 6 tefachim off the six amas off the ground. There was a seibib. There was something which went around the mizbeach. Then you'd be another 3 amas up to the top of the mizbeach, and then the kronos were another amas tall. Many mekayim mekayim hey dekloim misvasa nisbecho mala kechem first from menoch misvachim mishayo kloim tesva vamas, and it says that the kloim were only 5 amas tall, means 5 amas above the height of the mizbeach, total of 15 amas. Karatalomed ksochodai sharlovim nami gvi kemasha. So this pshat says, why is it called ksochodai? Because it's two versions. That all of them were also 10 amas tall. Tosim ilayel. So the first shot we're learning from the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is yonamis. Who knows it because they carried it in their kosher? Because see, but the next kosher learned no son. But the beam is yonamis. The beam were 10 amas tall. Kimadule tilsiv. They would carry it with 1/3 above the mamar hashenu mikseifa, above their shoulder height. So it was basically 1/3 of 10 amas off the ground. So that's much more than 10 tvachim. That's about 20 tvachim. See, if you drop out a certain amount of height because of their heads. Says their height with their heads was 10 amas. So you drop a whatever amount off because of the heads, you'll still be above the ground. More than 10 tvachim. And the rechayiv, so the first shot you're learning from the, we see them, they carried the mizbeach achitzen off the ground more than 10 tvachim. Boy sema lo gvi levim, they were not that tall. Blam mizbeach kermina. Shema levim lo gvi el zayin amas. So you had to get them carrying. If you learn the Oren was the Mizbeach was 10 amas tall, so you have to get the Levium. There must be Levium which were tall enough to carry it. So they had to be, if it was on their shoulders, they had to be, those Levium had to be at least 7 amas tall. By doing so, you would get the Mizbeach, which is, remember, it was 2/3 down, so 6. And 2/3 amas were hanging down below the levium towards the ground, so it was only 1 or 2 tvachim off the ground, the 2 or 3 tvachim off the ground. So that doesn't prove your point. I mean, Oren gamalot or Belozer. Belozer got that from the Oren. So yishtachad and malam yud koi tuba filu ein kibosh alubim al gilamas. So Rashi says gilamas. Yeah. Come on, like us. That's 18 tvachim. Oren enu toli lamatik esvein el above tvachim ubei shlishi tefach. It was 6 2/3 below the height. So 18 minus 6 2/3 still gives you above 10. Shach the gabay yud v'yos. It was above 10. So Rashi says that our height was normally gimel amos. You're gonna have to say it means our height gimel amos means from our shoulder down. And Tosis points that out. That the average height is from the shoulder down is 3 amas. Well, they remember Moshe. Shapirish Hamishkan Nimsa the Gavon Shalavim is 10 amas. Menela from Levim Noisei Hamizbeach. So why do you learn from the Oren? You can learn from the Mizbeach because they were 10 amas tall, like Moshe. Moshe was exceptional. Domer Mar Bepsatus Tadorim that the Shkin is only dwells in somebody who has the attribute of being about these attributes. Okay. Amar Rav, Mishum Rav Chiyah. Rav says in Rav Chiyah, Hamotzi Masi B'Shabbos Al Roshoi, a person carries it out on their head, is Chayiv Chatas, Shekhen Anshi Hutzel, Oysen Kain, they would carry things on their heads in the place called Hutzel. Rashi says they would carry containers of water or wine on their heads. The Mora says, that's the majority of the world. How can that create a definition that's so considered a normal carrying? Because for him that's considered normal, that's what people in his place do. So he's going to be chayiv. The Mor says that's very nice, but it's a kolala. But why do we? Why is that considered normal if by most people that's considered a shinui? So if 10 people get together and do something which is mishuna, does it become normal for them? It's still a shibotel daitei tzukolod. Ali itmar hachi itmar. The Mishnah says the correct version is the following. Amotzi masa el rosh is potter. Person carries in his head, he's potter. And that's very nice. People, entrepreneurs, hotel do it. But they're considered bottle daitoi. What they do is not considered normal.
This leaves open the question: at what point does it switch from becoming bottle daitoi? What percentage of the population, how you define population in the world? Or?
I don't know. Yes, it does leave open that question. So Krashi, Anchi Hutzel. Are you noisin Kali Maim Vyain al Rashayan? And Ursin and Sambi Daim. They would put on their heads without holding it in their hands. So doing that's not considered normal. The Mishnah. Hamiskamal Hutzil the fun of a bowl of the Akhara, a person was carrying something. So he wraps it around his neck with intent that it should be carried in front, which is it's much safer in front of him. And then as he's running, it schleps eventually and it's behind him, so this item is now behind him, so it's not so safe because somebody could come from behind and grab it. So Lochas Potter. So he definitely did not want that to happen, so it's not considered Melechas Malshevas, it's not carrying in the way that he wanted to carry. And he's potter. The acher of a bottle of funov. If he was carried it behind and it came to the front, so then he'll be chayiv. So that's just like it's being better carried. It's not that he doesn't. He doesn't dafka want it backwards. The Mishnah says that Haisha Hachageris Besiner Ben Milafana Ben Milachare Achayebus Shekhen Roy Leos Chayzer. So she has the woman under their garment would wear an undergarment, but it didn't have leg holes. It was more like a small skirt. So she could attach things to it, and. But as she would move, the thing would sometimes move around, and that's whether it's in front or back. That doesn't make a difference. That it's going to move from front to back. So the people who would, the couriers, so they would also put this thing around, and they knew as they ran, but. Since they're running, so the thing moves around from the front to the back, and therefore that's considered a normal way to carry something. Such items are considered normal to carry like that. Let's leave Rashi. Toys over here, just Rosa. Toys is just someone touches on when you transfer the idea of the people doing it to other people, and when not. So he says, if the minig is in place X to do X, and had we had the resources, whatever it is, we'd be doing the same thing as them. Just then, it's not considered butler daito, because that's a normal thing. If we would have we would have gemalim like they have gemalim, we would use gemalim for those purposes also. So that's considered normal. We don't happen to have gemalim to that extent. But if everything else being the same, and people just don't do what they do, so then you say that they have then you would say that they have both of daita. Now it doesn't address the whole issue, but at least addresses part of it.